Good morning, it's Wednesday, the 16th day of November. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Wednesday is forecast to be mostly sunny with high temperatures in the low 50s. Overnight lows will drop to near 30, so have your scraper ready for a frosty morning. Now on with today's top stories. Homeless encampments near 35th and Pacific will be the first to be removed under the implementation of Tacoma's new ban on such camps near the city's temporary shelters and protected waters. The 3561 Pacific Avenue Mitigation Site, a low-barrier temporary shelter, opens Wednesday. Encampments in a 10-block radius of the shelter are prohibited as of Monday and will be removed after notice is given to those violating the new law. On October 11th, the City Council passed the ordinance that restricts homeless camps from being set up within 10 blocks of the city's temporary homeless shelters and 200 feet from rivers, waterways, creeks, streams, and the shorelines of Puget Sound. Encampments are also banned near Aspen Court, Tacoma Emergency Micro Shelter sites at 6th Avenue and Orchard Street, South 69th Street and Proctor Street, 60th Street and McKinley Avenue, the Stability Site at 1421 Puyallup Avenue, the mitigation sites at South 82nd Street and Pacific Avenue and 3561 Pacific Avenue, the Rise Center Emergency Stabilization Shelter, Alzheimer Memorial Church of God in Christ, Bethlehem Baptist Church, and Shiloh Baptist Church. Violations of the ordinance carry a maximum fine of $250 and/or a maximum imprisonment of 30 days. The removal of camps in the affected areas will be staggered over the next 3 months. A Tacoma man pleaded guilty Monday and was sentenced for murdering his pregnant ex-girlfriend in 2020 and dumping her body off a hillside in University Place. Colin Patrick Dudley, age 40, was sentenced in Pierce County Superior Court to 26 years, 8 months in prison for first-degree murder in the domestic violence killing of 33-year-old Cassandra Cantrell. Cantrell was missing for nearly a month when a Pierce County Sheriff's Department's investigation led detectives to Chambers Creek Road on September 22, 2020. The victim's body was found in trash bags about 100 yards down a hillside. A friend of the victim who was going to accompany her to an ultrasound appointment told detectives that Cantrell didn't want to tell Dudley about the pregnancy because he didn't want children. A man has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for shooting a woman to death in Spanaway because he suspected her of stealing thousands of dollars worth of cash and illegal drugs. Brian King, age 40, was sentenced Thursday in Pierce County Superior Court for second-degree murder. He pleaded guilty to that charge last month for the October 12, 2021 killing of 28-year-old Crystal Storm LaBeouf. King was arrested 3 days after LaBeouf was found lying in a Spanaway road with gunshot wounds to the head and torso. King admitted that LaBeouf had recently been living with him, and he was angry with her because he suspected that she and someone else stole from him. It was estimated that $10,000 to $15,000 of cash and narcotics were stolen, which she had denied doing. Investigators searched King's house after his arrest and recovered heroin, methamphetamine and unidentified pills packaged for sale, records state. Also found were a Ruger 10/22 rifle reported stolen from Tacoma, a hooded sweatshirt similar to the one worn by the shooter, a 9mm cartridge, and a note that read quote finder. A former Pierce County Sheriff Sergeant convicted last month of felony harassment is once again facing criminal charges, this time for a violent incident involving his girlfriend at their Puyallup home. Robert Glenn Carpenter was charged Tuesday in Pierce County Superior Court with first-degree kidnapping, 3 counts of second-degree assault and felony harassment for a domestic violence incident that allegedly involved the defendant strangling his girlfriend to near unconsciousness and threatening her with a machete after he came home drunk. If he is convicted of his most serious charge, first-degree kidnapping, he faces a maximum possible sentence of life in prison. A SWAT team served a warrant at Carpenter's residence Monday after his girlfriend called 911 early that morning to report the incident. According to charging documents, Carpenter came home at about 3:30 a.m. Monday, woke his girlfriend and began a frightening, hours-long assault on her. Bail was set at $500,000. The defendant was ordered to have no contact with the victim or her 2 youngest children. Last month, Carpenter was sentenced to time served after he pleaded guilty to felony harassment in a case stemming from a stabbing incident in Tacoma in 2018. A shooting and a collision at a busy Lakewood intersection halted traffic in the area as police investigated both incidents Tuesday afternoon. Lakewood police responded to a collision at Town Center Boulevard and Bridgeport Way just after 3 p.m. Tuesday. Simultaneously, a shooting was reported at the same location. A woman was hit by gunfire and sustained a non-life-threatening wound, according to Lakewood Police spokesperson Lieutenant Chris Lawler. Vote now for the News Tribune's High School Athletes of the Week in football and other fall sports from the past week. Voting will remain open until noon Wednesday. Visit thenewstribune.com/sports to find the poll. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.